Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. My Billionaire Husband Ruined. Our Marriage is a contemporary romance novel by Ella Amafa that belongs to the billionaire, marriage in crisis, and second chance romance subgenres. It centers on a marriage destabilized by accusation, mistrust, and emotional rupture, then moves toward reconciliation and a hard-won happy ending. The setup is straightforward but effective. A billionaire husband believes his wife has been unfaithful and pushes for divorce, only for the central misunderstanding to be revealed as false. That premise gives the book its dramatic tension, while also shaping its broader focus on betrayal, communication failure, and the emotional cost of jumping to conclusions. The story is written for readers who enjoy high-angst relationship conflict, groveling, and a heroine who refuses to remain defined by the damage done to her. Its appeal lies less in realism than in emotionally charged escalation and restoration, making it a clear example of modern serialized romance built around crisis, redemption, and second chances. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, false accusation is the core of the conflict. The central engine of the novel is not simple infidelity, but the damage caused by a mistaken belief in infidelity. The husband sees a photo and assumes betrayal, then demands a divorce before the truth is fully understood. That choice matters because it places the conflict in the realm of trust rather than mere romance trouble. The marriage is not only threatened by an external event, it is weakened by the husband's willingness to believe the worst without proper inquiry. In romance fiction, this kind of setup creates strong emotional pressure because readers can immediately see how avoidable the harm was. The false accusation also shapes the moral structure of the book. The wife is innocent, the husband is wrong, and the story must work to repair a breach that should never have happened. This gives the novel its marriage in crisis identity and explains why the emotional stakes feel intense from the beginning. Secondly, the photo misunderstanding and hidden family connection. The book uses a highly readable misunderstanding device, a compromising-looking photo that seems to prove guilt, but actually masks a family connection. The woman in the photograph is seen with a man she has just met, and that man later turns out to be her brother. This is important because it gives the plot both speed and irony. The husband's interpretation is immediate and emotionally explosive, while the truth is simple but delayed. In practical narrative terms, the device allows the author to build tension without requiring a complex mystery. Instead, the drama comes from information imbalance and from the consequences of not pausing to verify facts. The brother reveal also adds a family secret layer to the story, which is common in this genre because it broadens the conflict beyond the couple and into hidden relationships and lost context. The result is a fast-moving emotional misunderstanding that fits the book's melodramatic, serialized romance style. Thirdly, groveling and emotional repair is the route to reconciliation. Once the husband realizes his mistake, the novel shifts into a redemption structure that is central to its appeal. The advertised grovel element signals that the story expects him to acknowledge wrongdoing, suffer emotionally, and attempt to earn forgiveness. That matters because second chance romance depends on more than reconciliation. It depends on whether the offending partner can become worthy again. In this book, redemption is not abstract. It is tied to a concrete betrayal of trust, so the apology must address both the accusation and the emotional humiliation that followed. The story promises a happy ending, but the path there requires the husband to do more than simply change his mind. The groveling convention also gives readers a moral payoff. The one who caused pain must feel the consequences before love can be restored. This makes the novel especially satisfying for readers who enjoy justice within romance, where emotional repair is treated as part of the narrative resolution rather than an afterthought. Fourthly, self-respect and agency in the heroine's response. A notable feature of the book is that the heroine is not written only as a person waiting to be chosen again. The available descriptions emphasize that she chooses herself, which gives the story a stronger emotional center than a simple reunion plot. This matters because betrayal romances can easily make the wronged partner passive, but here the heroine's response appears to include self-protection and self-respect. Her arc suggests that the crisis forces her to evaluate whether love without trust is enough to sustain a marriage. That question gives the novel a practical emotional dimension. Readers are not just watching a couple reunite, but watching one partner reclaim agency after being wrongly accused. In genre terms, this is important because it modernizes the second chance structure. The ending may still favor romance, but it does not erase harm. Instead, it frames reconciliation as conditional on dignity, accountability, and the heroine's willingness to reject a relationship that has failed her. Lastly, dual perspective. Spice and the Promise of AGA, the book is described as using dual point of view, spicy scenes, and a guaranteed happy ending, all of which shape how readers experience the crisis. Dual POV is especially useful in a marriage and crisis romance because it lets the reader see both the emotional injury on the heroine's side and the guilt, confusion, or regret on the hero's side. That increases tension while also making the eventual reconciliation more legible. The spicy content adds genre appeal but also reinforces the emotional stakes by connecting physical intimacy to trust and repair. The HEA promise is equally important because it tells the reader that the narrative is designed not to end in permanent loss but in restored romantic resolution. Together, these elements place the book squarely in modern digital romance territory, where fast emotional escalation, clear trope signaling, and satisfying closure are part of the reading contract. The result is a highly recognizable, reader-directed format built for trope-driven engagement. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who specifically enjoy billionaire romance, high-angst marriage drama, and second-chance stories built around groveling and emotional repair. It is a good fit for readers who want a relationship-centered plot where the conflict is clear, personal, and immediately felt. Rather than slowly developed through external suspense, the novel also suits readers who like heroines with self-respect and stories in which the wronged partner does not simply forgive at once. As part of the Her Marriage and Crisis series, it belongs to a broader pattern of fast, trope-forward romance that prioritizes sharp emotional beats and strong reader payoff. What helps it stand out in its category is the combination of a false accusation, a hidden family connection, and a redemption arc that is built around the husband earning his way back. For readers of serialized contemporary romance, that mix offers both familiar satisfaction and a focused emotional premise. It is not trying to be subtle. It is trying to deliver crisis, regret, and reconciliation with clarity and intensity. If you would like to support Ella Amafa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.